Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his jackpot justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing jackpot justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject jackpot justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and Wendry.
Hope you're ready for what should be an interesting night of television. The second and final presidential debate will take place. It'll be the current president of the United States, Donald Trump, on one side of a stage. On the other, the man who is projected by polls right now to be the next president of the United States. It'll originate just up the road in Nashville, Tennessee. It'll be on all the networks at 8 o'clock, including CBS, America's most watched network. It's the network of stars. Andrew Marchand, who is a sports media columnist for the New York Post, posed a question on Twitter. So what will you watch tonight? The presidential debate, Thursday night football, or Netflix? So far, roughly 1,900 people have responded. I'll tell you how it breaks down. We'll do that momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, going to be joined by Elliot Shore Parks, who covers the Philadelphia Eagles for 94WIP. He hosts the Go Birds Pod. He's a radio.com insider covering the NFL. So he'll help us get ready for tonight's Giants-Eagles game. Yuck. I'll ask him if he can get me excited for tonight's Giants-Eagles game. I'll also ask him what he thinks of Seattle considering signing Antonio Brown. Elliot Shore Park's going to be here around 4:20. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Game 2 of the World Series is in the books. Tampa Bay won it 6-4. So now the series is tied 1-1, which means we have a five-game series to decide the 2020 World Champion. We'll talk about last night's game a little bit. We'll do it around 4:44. Denny Avdija, the top-rated international prospect in the 2020 NBA draft, reportedly worked out in Atlanta this morning for the Golden State Warriors, the franchise that holds the number 2 pick in the NBA draft, and they are reportedly seriously considering taking him, even if most people don't have him projected as a top two pick. Tell you more about that a little later on this hour. Olivier Saar and Jacob Toppin both got waivers to play immediately at the University of Kentucky this season. That was announced last night after we got off the air. How big of a deal is that for John Calipari's program? I'll tell you just before 5 o'clock. And a relatively famous breakfast spot is coming to Memphis. I'll tell you about that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, that I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to. But I wanted to start with Thursday night in television, because we do have an interesting night on tap. A little after 8 o'clock, President Trump and former Vice President Biden will walk onto a stage in Nashville, Tennessee, and they will debate for roughly the next 90 minutes. And I know at this point, lots of people, I believe more than 40 million Americans, have already voted. And so this will have no impact on those votes. And if we're being honest, probably won't have an impact on most votes, because if there's ever been an election where there's two clear-cut different choices, like this is one. You can feel about it however you want to feel about it. Vote for one guy or the other. That's up to you. But nobody would try to argue these guys aren't vastly different. I mean, they're both old and white, so they look the same. But they are vastly different in terms of what it is you value or want in an American president. So I don't know how much what happens tonight will matter as it relates to what happens in this election. But undeniably, tens of millions of people are going to watch it. It will be one of the most watched things in television in the year 2020. The first debate between these two men got 73 million viewers. To put that in context, like your normal NFL game is going to get about, 20 million or so. A Sunday night football game gets something like 20 million viewers. And so this got 73 million viewers. Do you think tonight's debate will reach 73 million? Would you take over or under?
I'll take under.
I would actually take under too. I think some people are just a little burned out on this stuff at this point.
Yeah, and you're going up against football, and shouldn't matter necessarily, because it hasn't too much as far as these things go, I don't think, but it's still, you're going up against the NFL.
The NFL, like, okay, this is a bad Thursday night football game.
Right.
I should say, it's a Thursday night football game between two bad teams.
Right, I don't think it's a bad game.
Two big markets. Two big brands.
One of these teams is probably going to the playoffs.
Right. So, like, it's not as good as, like, if tonight we were getting Titans-Chiefs.
Right.
But it is still two big brands, two big television markets. And you're exactly right. Even though both these teams stink, one of them is probably going to the playoffs. So it's still going to do a number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Thursday Night Football, I believe, gets around 15 million viewers on average. It's still going to do about 15 million, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. I don't know. But, like, in excess of 10 million people are going to watch that football game. Some of those people would otherwise be watching the debate, I would assume. And beyond that, like I said, I think some people are just tired of it. Like, regardless of how you voted or how you plan to vote, some people are just exhausted from everything that's happening in this country. Although I should note that cable news programming the ratings are up across the board, which suggests that, yeah, I'm sure there are some people who are exhausted by it, but there's also people who are tuning into this stuff every single night. So like I said, Andrew Marchand, who's a sports media columnist for the New York Post, posed a question on Twitter a couple of hours ago. And he asked the question, what are you watching tonight? Giants-Eagles, presidential debate, or Netflix? And at this moment, roughly 2,000 people have voted. How do you think it breaks down?
I'm going to say that it goes, I'm going to say that the majority is probably Giants-Eagles.
That's true. 50.5% of people who have voted in this poll have said Giants-Eagles. Now, that is not representative of what's actually going to happen in this country.
No, because he's a sports guy.
He's a sports media columnist.
Right.
Most of the people following him are into sports, so they are probably going to watch football over anything else. That's how you get the 50.5. Presidential debate was second, 34%, and then Netflix at 15.5%. In reality, I would assume about five times as many people are going to watch the presidential debate than watch Giants-Eagles. Although these kind of polls are often not misleading, but not an accurate way to assess what folks' interest actually is. Because here's the truth. A lot of people are going to watch both the football game and the presidential debate. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm going to do. Like, yeah. I will have, even though I don't care anything about the football game, I will have it on a screen, muted, and then I'll watch the presidential debate with the sound on. And I would assume most people with a two-screen or multi-screen situation would probably do that. Because you can't watch a debate on mute. You don't know what anybody's saying.
Right.
But you can watch a football game on mute. People do it every single Sunday. You can watch a baseball game on mute. The town halls last week, my family and I sat upstairs and we watched the town hall with the sound on, and we had baseball with the sound off. And then the town hall went off, and then we put the sound on baseball. And I imagine that's what a lot of people will do tonight. But it would be more interesting if tonight we had, or a more interesting question, if tonight we had all starting at the same time, presidential debate. What's the biggest NFL matchup you could get?
Let's just say,
and I don't mean best records or best teams. I mean the biggest you could get.
The biggest. I would think something like Steelers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Chiefs. I don't know who I'm leaving off here.
The Cowboys stink now. They're still America's
team.
I got you.
I would say something like Steelers, Chiefs.
Steelers, maybe. Chiefs, yeah, might be it. Right. So if you had presidential debate, Steelers, Chiefs, and then the new Borat movie, all coming out at the same time tonight. Then what are you watching? Then the numbers might get a little interesting, but that's not what we have. As Andrew Marchand proposed it, it was Giants-Eagles presidential debate or Netflix. For most people, it will be presidential debate. Most people who responded to this, they said Giants-Eagles. The debate, like I said, I don't think it's going to change many people's minds. Maybe some. There might still be some people on the fence. I would imagine at this point the on-the-fence people are folks who are conservatives but are trying to figure out, can I really vote for this guy again? Those seem to be the on-the-fence people. Mm. Like, anybody who leans left, like, it seems pretty clear which way you're voting in this election. The undecideds, to the extent that there are undecideds in this election at this point, it is probably conservatives who are trying to figure out, Can I really do this again? Can we go through four more years of this? You're seeing actual conservative politicians cast their vote for Joe Biden because they just can't do four more years of what we've just been through, what we're going through right now. So I imagine those are the undecideds, and perhaps what happens tonight will sway them one way or another. I'm not an undecided voter, but I still can't wait to watch it. Like, I'll knock out all the work I got to knock out in advance of 8 o'clock so that I can sit down and watch this, just because you don't know what the president of the United States is going to say. Now, I've been reading about this all day and listening to people talk about it all day, and reportedly he has been instructed to be cool. Like, yo, man.
Let's just get through this.
Yo, just be cool, you know? Like, don't go crazy. Like, really, that seems to be the instructions. The president's aides are trying to encourage him to not be crazy, you know? But, like,
right. But
can he help it? I mean, and I ask that from a sincere place. Can he not have that moment that makes you go, oh, wow, here we are? I don't know. Here's what I do know. I'll watch for that moment to see how he handles any of this stuff. Because, like, he clearly, like, lost it with Leslie Stahl yesterday and then released a 38-minute interview in violation of all sorts of code. It's not illegal, but, like, it's not something – people don't go leaking their own 60-minutes interviews in advance of 60
sure.
minutes. It's kind of bananas. But, like, whatever. This whole – everything's bananas these days. So, like, he clearly, like, couldn't deal with Leslie Stahl. He, like, left the interview abruptly. And you know he's going to, one way or another, bring up Hunter Biden, whether or not he's asked about Hunter Biden. So that'll be interesting, both to see how he brings it up and also how
Vice President Biden handles it if it is brought to him. So I can't wait. The only thing that would be better, I guess several things could be better, but like what if, and this would never happen, but just play along. We both agree it'll be a big, big number, but lower than the 73 million that watched the first debate. What if right now, 4:14, they said Vice President Biden has grown ill, nothing serious, but he is not going to be able to debate tonight. And in a shocking turn of events, President Trump has agreed to debate Barack Obama tonight in primetime.
Oh, that would, yeah, I mean, that
now
would
we're doing,
be
the, now we're breaking every record
yeah,
for a presidential
crazy.
Debate.
Yes.
Because Barack went in pretty good yesterday.
He did.
In Philadelphia. He had all the sound bites ready to go. So, like, that would be one that you'd probably get in excess of 100 million. Like, whatever the, I think the record's around 80 for Trump and Hillary 4 years ago. You would smash that and I think easily post the biggest number for presidential debates. But we're not going to get that, unfortunately. We couldn't be that lucky. I will say, Netflix doesn't have like a big thing coming out tonight, so maybe I was surprised that 15...
Netflix kind of stale lately. Yeah, let's just call it like it is.
The new Letterman stuff came out?
Oh, that's true. We watched The Haunting of Bly Manor. That was okay.
Is that a series?
It's a series, yeah. It's
I
like,
saw it. I see it like popped up on my screen.
Yeah, they do these like every Halloween around this time. They did one last year that was the first one, The Haunting of Hill House, and it was good, and this one was pretty good.
I think I tried to watch The Haunting of Hill House, and then I just got...
It's fine.
I could never get through it. I just... Something always was coming... Something was always happening.
Yeah.
I struggle like keeping up with my television watching because I'm spread too thin.
Right.
The only time I really get television watching done is if I wake up in the middle of the night. And then if I wake up in the middle of the night and start watching TV, then I'm just ruined for the rest of the day. Having kids, man, a lot of them, it just cuts down on a lot of the
I can imagine.
It's the most precious thing in the world. It also screws your life up. It just does. Mm-hmm. It's good. Like my little buddy John Martin, he's going to figure this out. Like yeah. it will be both the best experience of his life, and it will mess his life up. That's what kids do.
Yes.
They give you the best thing that you could ever possibly have, which is hopefully unconditional love and affection in a way that you could never feel for another human, and another human hopefully could never feel for you.
Right.
And they also mess your life up.
Yeah, when they start screaming, woof.
Well, it's just screaming. Like
the screams are becoming part of my life now. Oh, man.
Oh, the screams are, like, the unprompted screams. Like,
they pierce your ears.
Well, what about when the screams are connected because one of them just hit the other one with a baseball bat? Wait till you get that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wait till you get that. We had one the other night. Oliver was just messing with Lou, picking. And finally, Lou went and got a sword, a weapon, and came for Oliver's neck with the sword. Mm. I mean, and I was swinging it like a baseball bat, at which point Oliver starts screaming, G.D. Louie, G.D. Louie, G.D. Louie. I just got to this circus. I got two kids under the age of 7, both of them cuss, and they're violent. Sweet, though. Very sweet. Love them to pieces. But they can get violent, and they mess your life up. Hey, I want to watch a movie tonight. Nope, that ain't happening. Hey, I'd like to go play golf tomorrow morning. Yeah, that ain't happening. So I get behind on my television watching. Yeah. That was the point. But I did have to make a drive this morning, and the David Letterman interviews that dropped on Netflix yesterday, I can actually get away with like having them on in the car when I'm driving because you don't have to have your eyes. Two people talking. You have to watch it like it's a movie or television. There's two people talking. You can glance at it every once in a while and like listen to it. So I knocked out the first two episodes. David Letterman talking to Kim Kardashian. David Letterman talking to Robert Downey Jr. Both good. I'd recommend them.
Okay.
I would recommend them.
Right.
And so I've got to knock out David Letterman talking to Dave Chappelle and David Letterman talking to Lizzo at some point this weekend. And if my kids will allow me, I plan to do it. When we come back, Elliot Shore Parks covers the Eagles for 94WIP's radio.com Sports Insider. He'll help us get ready for tonight's Giants-Eagles game. I'll talk NFL with him in general. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Howie, 43 years ago, Star Wars premiered.
And so did Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's our 43rd anniversary, and to celebrate, we have a multi-million dollar diamond sale going on right now.
All diamonds, no lightsabers?
All bigger, brighter diamonds, including what we're known for, diamond engagement rings.
Free financing?
We always have free financing, but this month, get 0% interest for up to 24 months with approved credit. Don't miss our anniversary sale going on right now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early, no deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sportsbooks, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You get to choose at Gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month lease, 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
$31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Soul L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Borat subsequent movie film releases worldwide this Friday on Amazon Prime Video. Join Kevin Cerrito for live trivia at the Summer Malco Drive-In Saturday, October 24th. Dress like Borat for your chance to win a Borat prize pack. Best costume wins. This Saturday at the Malco Summer Drive-In.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
As a pro, you've got what it takes to do your job. But for some jobs, it's good to know you can rent what it takes from the Home Depot, like pro-grade tools and large equipment. Everything from skid steer loaders and concrete saws to paint sprayers. The kind of gear you need when you need it, only when you need it. And when you're done, just bring it back. For the pro-grade tools you need to finish the job, start with a click on homedepot.com/rent. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you. Push your buttons like, type right. This is like a
game two of the World Series went to the Tampa Bay Rays 6-4 last night. So that series is now tied 1-1. We've got a best of five series to decide the world champion in Major League Baseball in the 2020 unusual season. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, on the line is RDC Sports NFL Insider Elliot Shore Parks. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Please make Elliot Shore Parks the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
All right, Elliot, it's the NFL. It's Thursday Night Football. It's two big brands, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, two big markets. But it is a 1-5 team against a 1-4-1 team. I'm going to leave it up to you because I know nobody covers the Eagles as closely as you do. Please do your best to get me excited for this game.
Well, I'll say this. A few months ago, we didn't even know if there was going to be football being played. So, yes, the records are not great, but I think anytime you get a primetime matchup between two of the biggest markets in the league, it's going to be an exciting thing. And these games have traditionally been close between these two teams. You know, there certainly will be a lot of exciting plays because both quarterbacks turn it over a ton. So it might be ugly at times, but I'm sure at the very least it's going to be an exciting game.
You mentioned the quarterbacks. One of them is Carson Wentz, and I happened to bump into a clip earlier today of the guys on First Take debating slash arguing whether Philadelphia should regret giving Wentz that big contract, 4 years, $128 million. Where are you at on that right now?
It's an interesting question. I mean, Carson has not lived up to his contract. I think when you look, you know, since he tore his ACL in 2017, he's about three games under 500 as a quarterback. Statistically, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. That being said, I mean, you know, 4 years, $128 million in today's quarterback market is somewhat of a bargain. I wouldn't have handed it out to him. I think it is probably strong to say they regret it. But, you know, Jalen Hurts has looked good when he's been out there in a limited role. And I think that at the very least, if they had a do-over, they would strongly consider not doing it.
I know they lost last week, but there was some evidence that Carson Wentz actually played better. Would you agree with that assessment, that he played well despite the loss?
Yeah, I mean, there's only one way to go, and that's up right now with Carson. The first few weeks of the season, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. I actually thought his turnaround started against the 49ers 3 weeks ago in that Sunday night game. Was able to kind of will his team to a win there. Played a little better against the Steelers, and then last week was almost able to throw them to a win against a Baltimore team. And one of the biggest concerns with Carson has been his accuracy, but I would also just say there is a ton of injured players around him. I mean, he is, I think tonight the Eagles are going to have four of their 11 projected starters on offense. He's going to be playing without, you know, Alshon Jeffrey, without three of his five starting offensive linemen. So that has been a concern for him, and I think that is impacting his play.
The cliche is always that nobody's as popular as the backup quarterback, especially when the starting quarterback is not playing to what his contract suggests you should play. Is there a scenario where they would actually turn to Jalen Hurts?
Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned the most popular player is always the backup. I'm sitting outside of Lincoln Financial Field right now, and there's a statue of Carson Wentz's last backup in Nick Foles out here. So, yes, you are correct. The backup is always popular, especially in this city. Look, I don't think there is any way they would actually turn it over to Jalen Hurts. If Carson's hurt, obviously, yes, Jalen will go in there, and if he plays well, that's certainly a can of worms Eagles brought upon themselves by taking him in the second round. But with what they just paid Carson, I don't see any world where they bench a healthy Carson Wentz, no.
I'm talking to RDC Sports NFL insider Elliot Shore Parks on Twitter at Elliot Shore Parks. Let's bounce elsewhere around the NFL. Reports are that the Seattle Seahawks are interested in maybe signing Antonio Brown. Should the Seahawks be interested in maybe signing Antonio Brown?
You know, I would. I mean, I think this is a team that is a win now. It's a win now team. They have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. They have arguably the best quarterback in the league. And I think one of the things I learned more and more, the more I cover the league, the more you kind of see the inside workings of it. Where a player is, it is so much to do with, you know, how successful he is and how much you can kind of keep him, I don't want to say in check, but, you know, how much off-the-field issues he has. I mean, that in Pittsburgh, one of the best-run organizations in football, you didn't hear about anything that was going on with Antonio Brown until he left for Oakland. So Seattle is one of the better-run franchises. You have a strong leadership group there. You have a great head coach. And I think Antonio Brown knows this will be his last chance. And, you know, I still think he can be a top 6-7 receiver in the NFL. And if you pair that with Russell Wilson, you put him across from DK Metcalf, I think Seattle could be even more of a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So I would definitely take a chance on him if I was a team like Seattle.
If you're Seattle, do you have to check with the league office to say, okay, are you going – like he could be reconsidered for a return to the NFL, I believe, after eight games, but that doesn't guarantee he will be reinstated after eight games. Is that something where if you're Seattle, you've got to do your homework on, okay, we can sign this guy, but is he actually going to be able to help us this season?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that would actually be some of the easier homework to do. I mean, the NFL is going to tell you. I'd imagine they'd be pretty transparent. I mean, from the NFL's perspective, I don't want to say they want Antonio Brown in Seattle, but if you're going to welcome Antonio Brown back into the league, you want him to go to a place like Seattle. Because as I just mentioned, they have a great head coach. They have a strong leader. He could succeed there. I think the homework you really have to do if you're in Seattle is just to, you know, call around about his past teammates, his past coaches, you know, talk to people that's in his life right now and see if he is ready to make this kind of comeback. So I think in terms of figuring it out with the league, that will probably be the easy part. The tougher part will be figuring out, okay, is this someone we want to bring into our building?
They have made a quarterback change in Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick out, Tua Tagovailoa in. I think some people assumed that when this happened that Fitzpatrick must be on board with it on some level. His statements yesterday suggested he was not. He called himself more or less heartbroken to get to get this news. Did Miami do the right thing here?
Absolutely. And look, I love watching Ryan Fitzpatrick play. I think he's one of the better stories in the NFL whenever he's playing. Obviously, Fitzmagic. He could be exciting. But you don't draft a quarterback as high as you did if you're Miami and not play him. I mean, there's no benefit whatsoever to sitting a rookie quarterback at this stage. And, you know, to tie it into the team that people were watching tonight with the Eagles, Carson Wentz was a rookie in 2016. They traded Sam Bradford, who's not as good as Fitzpatrick, but they traded Sam Bradford prior to the start of 2016. They got Carson that experience, and they were Super Bowl champions in 2017 because Carson was able to get those snaps in 2016. I don't think Miami is a legitimate Super Bowl contender this year. They are a good team. They're not a contender, but if you get Tua this experience over the next few weeks, he enters next season ready to compete. And the roster around him, that head coach, they are ready as well. So, I do feel bad for Ryan Fitzpatrick, but at the end of the day, this is the best decision for the Miami Dolphins.
Talking to RDC Sports NFL insider Elliot Shore Parks. He's on Twitter, at Elliot Shore Parks. Another report that the Ravens are going to work out Dez Bryant. Do you think we'll see Dez Bryant in the NFL again?
I do. If you're going to bring him onto your practice squad, that means you have obvious serious interest in kind of seeing what he can be. Dez Bryant, you know, you see the videos of him working out. He's clearly stayed in shape. He's clearly motivated. And let's be honest, the Ravens receivers are not exactly a loaded group. They have Hollywood Brown, but outside of that, they're just kind of a collection of guys. Dez Bryant brings something that they don't really have. They're kind of an undersized group in a way as well. So I think he can be a physical receiver for them. He does have playoff experience. He's played in big games in his career. So if he's in shape and he's ready to come in and contribute, yeah, I do think you'll see him play for the Ravens this year.
Wrapping up here with Elliot Shore Parks. Last thing before I let you go, the NFL announced earlier this afternoon that they are moving the Seahawks-Cardinals game into Sunday Night Football. Bringing Tampa Bay and Oakland, or Las Vegas rather, out of Sunday Night Football. The reason obviously being that the Raiders' offensive line is in quarantine right now after one positive test. They don't want to risk not having a Sunday Night Football game on NBC, so you make the switch. How big of a deal is it from a ratings perspective, if you know, to miss out on having Tom Brady in Sunday Night Football, or does it matter?
Look, I think that Tom Brady always is going to bring big ratings, right? I mean, he's probably the face of the league still, even down there in Tampa Bay. I'm sure Tampa Bay was excited to get into that primetime slot. But, you know, it's not exactly like they're putting in Cincinnati or something like that, right? I mean, you're still going to have Russell Wilson. You're still going to have an exciting quarterback in Kyler Murray that was just in primetime and put on the show. And at the end of the day, when you talk about the decisions the league's making, this is all about ratings and it's all about money. So they're just happy to put another team in there and know that they're going to have a game and not have to worry with the potential PR disaster of having a time slot there and at the last day having to call that game off and having a huge blank slot at Sunday Night Football because of COVID situation. So, yeah, maybe it's not as great, but you still have two exciting quarterbacks. And more importantly, for the NFL, you're going to have a game.
That was RDC Sports NFL insider Elliot Shore Parks. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Elliot, great stuff. I appreciate you being here. Enjoy yourself at the stadium tonight.
Will do. Enjoy talking to you. Talk to you soon.
Take care. That's Elliot Shore Parks, RDC Sports NFL insider. You think NBC is thrilled that they're losing Tom Brady off Sunday Night Football?
No, but it's kind of like he said, I think that it's a pretty good replacement. You got Russell Wilson. Kyler Murray's an exciting young player who, like he said, just put on a show in primetime. So I think it's a pretty good replacement. You obviously want Tom Brady there instead, but they'll still do a big number.
Do you realize that this is going to be
the third time this season that the Seahawks have been in Sunday Night Football.
Really?
Yes. They played five games. This will be their sixth. Half their games will have been Sunday Night Football games.
Interesting. Now, that's concerning about that game because I believe the Raiders have already had their bye, and maybe the Bucks too. So it's there's not a lot of wiggle room for that one. And I don't know what they're going to do if their whole offensive line's out. how do you play?
You can't. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that game's in real jeopardy now, and that's why the NFL moved it. Like, they can afford to have one fewer game at noon. Or one
right.
fewer game at 3:15 or 3:25 or whatever time those kick off. You cannot miss out on Sunday Night Football.
No, and you can't have someone on standby. Like, you got to figure it out now.
Yeah, you can't tell somebody on Saturday, hey, we might need you to play on Sunday night.
Like, right.
Football coaches are very structured in everything they
right.
do. So you go ahead and you make that call on Thursday. Is it great not having Tom Brady on Sunday Night Football when you were going to have Tom Brady on Sunday Night Football? No. But you do get Russell Wilson, who is widely regarded as what? A top two quarterback in the world right now?
I think that's accurate, yes. I think it's him and Mahomes right now.
Some people put Wilson over Mahomes.
Yeah, and I would still probably put Aaron Rodgers up there.
So a top three. At worst, yeah. He's a top three quarterback in the
Wilson
world.
Wilson is top three for sure.
And then you get Kyler Murray, former Heisman Trophy winner, number one pick for a Cardinals team that is 4-2, a Seahawks team that is one of, I believe, only three undefeated teams left in the NFL. So it's a good matchup. Like, I'll have it on TV. But, you know, Tom Brady is still Tom Brady. I mean, he might not be from a quarterbacking perspective, but, like, he still, like, has his face. It says Brady on the back of his
right.
jersey, and that still matters for the NFL. So that was some scheduling rearranging from this afternoon because the Raiders have a potential COVID-19 problem. The NFL just had to go ahead and pull them off Sunday Night Football and replace them with Seahawks, Cardinals. So now Buccaneers, Raiders is scheduled to go earlier in the day, and Seahawks, Cardinals kick off 7:20 Central on NBC. And, of course, we would also then have, what would it be, Game 6 of the World Series. Would it be Game 6 of the World Series? No, Game 5.
Game 5,
it would be Game 5 of the World Series. We're having a game five now.
Right.
Because it's 1-1. So you'll have on Sunday night, Seahawks, Cardinals, and game five, Rays, Dodgers. So that'll be an awesome night of sports.
Yeah, it will.
Looking forward to that already. When we come back, speaking of Rays, Dodgers, a fun game last night. Or was it? I'm not actually sure it was a fun game. 5-0, whole bunch of pitching changes. Either way, Rays win the game 6-4. Dodgers did threaten, like, made it interesting late, but ultimately Rays win, so that series is tied 1-1. We are now playing what amounts to a best-of-five series on a neutral field to decide the 2020 World Series. We'll get into that next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you with automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $4,750 cash allowance plus current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or a newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11/2/2020. Visit Sunrise Chevrolet today.
People, it happened again at the Fitz. Another big jackpot winner. Alice from Missouri came in and hit a jackpot for $167,594. How do you like them apples? And while winning big jackpots is pretty much business as usual at the Fitz, don't you try telling Alice that. Girl is in seventh heaven, just rolling in that dough. So what are you waiting for? Since the Fitz is just giving out money, come get some. Because, you know, luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The NFL and college football season's continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties
are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best in class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get rammed up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2. We Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motorcars.
Ranked by J.D. Power's IQS and Appeal Studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 293290. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They use 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have, providing extreme comfort. Get Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
So I was talking to one of my friends the other day. You know, he's unhappy with his current internet provider because he's working from home now and his connection's constantly going in and out, or he's dealing with constant slow speeds and buffering, which has really been interfering with his work day. And I told him he's got to switch to Xfinity Internet because we've never had these issues with Xfinity. You know, it's so critical to have a reliable, fast internet connection now, especially with so many people working from home, kids doing online learning. And you're going to get that with Xfinity Internet because they're delivering gig speeds to more homes than anyone. So you can now do even more on your devices than ever before, all while enjoying reliably fast speeds for all your streaming needs and to power all of your devices. And when you sign up for Xfinity Internet and get the XFi Gateway, your Wi-Fi is guaranteed to remain fast even when everyone in your house is online at the same time. Plus, you'll get that added peace of mind with advanced security included to block online threats and protect every connected device automatically. So give them a call. Find out what plan works best for you. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop it to your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and raw. This is Bonaparte, and he paying for Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to be here a little after 5 o'clock, just like always, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Tampa Bay Rays scored one in the first, two of the fourth, two more in the fifth, took a 5-0 lead and held on for a 6-4 victory in last night's game two of the World Series played in Arlington. So now this best of seven series against the Dodgers is tied 1-1, which means we more or less have a 5-game series to decide the world champion in 2020, with game three scheduled for tomorrow night. Walker Buehler, the Dodgers ace, will be on the mound for LA. I guess the story from last night was Brandon Lau hitting two homers, one in the first and another in the fifth, to create that 5-0 lead, because he had been struggling wildly in these playoffs. Like, the numbers are pretty incredible. He entered last night's game hitting 107 with one home run and a .341 OPS in the playoffs. Just terrible. In the regular season, for comparative purposes, he hit .269 with 14 homers, .916 OPS. So just terrible in these playoffs. Not just terrible independent of everything else, but terrible relative to what he normally is. And I was reading about him this morning. Apparently, you know, these guys, you know, baseball players get into a routine. Like, Clayton Kershaw, like, gets dressed at a very specific time, drinks a cup of water at a very, like, I'm just making up these numbers, but it's something like for a 7 o'clock start, he will get dressed at 5:47, and then he will have a glass of water at 6:02. And then he will start walking to the bullpen at 6:22. It's everything to the minute.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball players do get into, not all of them, but most of them get into real habits and routines. And so you take batting practice every day in the same way. You know, if you hit off the tee, you hit off the tee. How many swings are you going to take off a tee? How many are you going to get in a cage? How many are you going to get on the field? But the guy who throws batting practice to you every day is the guy who throws batting practice to you every day. And it might be different for you than it is from the guy who hits right behind you or right in front of you. And so Brandon Lau apparently went to Kevin Cash yesterday, the manager in Tampa Bay, and said, I want you to throw me BP. He said, what? You always hit BP with the other guy. He's like, yeah, I just want you to throw me BP. I got to mix something up. So he says, okay. So he throws in BP, and that goes however it goes, and then he hits two homers in last night's game. And who knows if it mattered, if it was just a mental thing. Mm-hmm. But either way, I can assure you he'll be getting BP in advance of game three from his manager once again. So it looked like it was just going to be one of those games, you know, especially when the Rays went up 5-0 in the fifth. Like, if you are a non-Dodgers fan, non-Rays fan, somebody who doesn't love baseball, and you're trying to clock out, like, that's a pretty good time to clock out. 5-0 in the fifth. And Blake Snell has got things pretty much under control. But the Dodgers actually came back and made it a game. It was 6-4. They brought the tying run to the plate multiple times. They just could not ever catch up after they were really down 1-0. They were behind. They never came to the plate in game two where they weren't facing a deficit. So, listen, if you're a Dodgers fan or a Rays fan, you're going to watch that till the end. If you're a baseball fan, you're probably going to watch that to the end. But the problem with last night's game is it felt over from the fifth inning on. And then it went about 3 hours, 50 minutes, because there were 12 different pitchers that got used. The Dodgers used 7. And this is a new, not very new thing in baseball, but relatively new thing in baseball, where you don't ask anybody to do much when it comes to your pitching staff. Like Tony Gonsolin, the guy who started for the Dodgers last night, pitched 2 days ago. So Dave Roberts knows before game two even starts, like, you're not really getting anything out of him, and we're just going to do a bullpen game. And so here's the way the Dodgers went last night in terms of pitchers. First pitcher threw 1.1 innings. Starter, 1.1. He was relieved. That guy, 1.1. A third pitcher comes in, 1.0. A fourth pitcher comes in, 1.1. Fifth pitcher comes in, 1.0. Sixth pitcher comes in, 2.0. Seventh pitcher comes in, 1.0. Nobody threw more than 2 innings in the entire game.
Interesting.
Like, there were some World Series that were won with 4 pitchers total. The Dodgers used 7 last night to lose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
One game. And so the problem that this creates is that what happens every time there's a pitching change? There's a commercial. You're just constantly going away. Going away from the game. And I don't mind it. Yeah, I just sit there getting some work done late last night. Everybody in my house is asleep. You know, it's after 11. I'm fine. I love baseball. I'll sit there and watch it to the end. But if you're trying to draw new eyeballs and new fans, like, changing pitchers nonstop is not a good way to do it. Again, Dodgers use 7, Rays use 5, 12 pitchers total, and all of those pitching changes, not all of them, but many of them, they create extra commercials, and it just extends the game, slows it down. It's all backed by analytics. Like, this isn't just some, well, I wonder what would happen if we did it this way. Like, they've got a lot of data that backs up the idea that this is an effective approach. And we got into a World Series where both teams subscribe to it. Not all franchises subscribe to this, but the Rays do, and the Dodgers do, and so this is what you get. But this was a thing throughout the playoffs and a thing throughout the regular season as well. Before the World Series started, teams in this postseason have used, on average, 7.2 pitchers per game. I mean, so it's just constantly changing pitchers, constantly changing pitchers, as opposed to 30 years ago when you might give the ball to somebody and say, all right, go give me 8. Go give me 8 innings. Now nobody is asked to do that anymore. And again, there's a lot of data that backs up why, but it does change the game in a pretty noticeable way, and it was on full display last night. There's a writer for Yahoo Sports named Hannah Kaiser who wrote a column about this last night that I read this morning, and she ended it perfectly. It was a Dave Roberts quote at the end. He's talking about the game and how it played out. And he said, but it was a great baseball game. And then, you know, that's end quote. And Hannah Kaiser responds with, except, was it? Like, was it? Was it a great baseball game? Didn't feel like a great baseball game. I mean, it had some tense moments at the end, but constant pitching changes and something that goes nearly 4 hours. You're not going to get any new baseball fans doing it that way.
I can't do over 3 hours.
See, I could sit there and watch it all night. But listen, I'm an old white guy.
Right.
You know, like, you, I'm not the person you got to win over. You won me over 35 years ago. You don't have to win me over now. Like, I'm here for you. But how do you get new people to go, ooh, man, this is awesome? Braves, Dodgers, game 7. Like, if you had new people watching that, they might say, ooh, man, this is awesome. But last night did not feel awesome. It just felt like the second game in a seven-game series. So I'm not naive enough to think any of this is going to change. Like, the approach is the approach, for better or worse, but all of the pitching changing is not, it's not great from a viewer's perspective. It might be great from a baseball try-to-win-this-game perspective, but it is not great from a television perspective. And honestly, you can kind of argue it might not be great from a baseball perspective for the Dodgers because they got all these arms. But Dave Roberts is, like, Tony Gonsolin last night pitched on 2 days rest, was not good. Dusty May pitched on 2 days rest, was not good. So you got these guys who normally start in some cases and pitch on normal rest. Now you're asking them to pitch on 2 days rest. You're bringing them out of the bullpen. You're asking people, Dave Roberts is, asking people to do things that they don't normally do on the biggest stage that baseball provides. Right. Like, is that smart? Like, would you do that in other sports? To start asking people to do things that they don't normally do. For whatever reason, baseball managers do it in the postseason all the time. And sometimes it works. You know, you bring Madison Bumgarner out of the bullpen and he just mows down everybody, shoves, and it's great. He gets the MVP of the World Series. But this Dodgers thing, like, Gonsolin and May were both good in the regular season. And they were not good last night, and they were both pitching in a scenario under which they don't normally pitch. And Dave Roberts was actually asked about it after the game. Somebody asked him, do you think you're putting your young pitchers in the best possible position to succeed? Which is one of those loaded questions. Like, I don't think you're putting your young pitchers in the best possible situation to succeed. So they asked him that, and he said, hey, you'd have to ask them that question. He just sort of punted it the other direction. But I know that analytics back this up, but Dusty May did not look comfortable last night. Gonsolin did not look sharp last night, and now the Dodgers and Rays are tied 1-1 heading into Game 3. Again, that is scheduled for tomorrow night. It'll be on Fox, and it'll be Walker Buehler against Charlie Morton, with the Dodgers opening as a minus 150 favorite.
Story number two.
The Warriors worked out Denny Avdia, the Israeli prospect who is widely regarded as the best international prospect in this draft, if you don't count LaMelo Ball as an international prospect, even though he played professionally internationally last year. The Warriors worked him out in Atlanta this morning. Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, everybody flew to Atlanta. And I do think that's significant, more significant than if we heard Denny Avdia worked out in San Francisco this morning. I mean, when you are in the middle of a pandemic, getting on a plane and flying literally across the country to go see somebody, that tells me two things. One, you really might make this pick, even though most people don't think Golden State's going to make the pick. They're going to package it for a veteran who can help them win now. What this tells me is if they're flying all the way to Atlanta, there's at least a chance they know that they are using the number two pick. And if you fly all the way to Atlanta to see Denny Avdia, that suggests that he might be one of the guys you're interested in. Because most people at this point think either Anthony Edwards or LaMelo Ball are going to go first. Wiseman's not going first because the Timberwolves are picking. They've already got Karl Anthony Towns. You're not taking a center when you've already got an All-NBA center who's only like 24 years old. So Wiseman's not going one. So either LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards is going one. And there was some thought initially that, ooh, Golden State would be perfect for James Wiseman. But as I pointed out recently, the one thing we know about Golden State is that their best lineup, their death lineup, that's what it's called, is Draymond Green at the five. That's when they kill you. When they go, okay, 8 minutes left, tight game, Draymond, you're at the five. Let's go small. Let's go win this. So you really want to spend the second pick in the draft on a guy who you have already know you're taking off the court in clutch minutes of high-stakes games? Maybe. I wouldn't do it, though.
No. I still think they're going to package the thing.
I do, too. But, you know, if they don't get the right kind of package, then you just take the pick.
Sure.
So LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards goes one. I think at this point, whichever one doesn't go one is in play at two. But it looks like Denny Avdia might be in play at number two as well, because the Warriors just flew to Atlanta to work him out and were reportedly blown away. Now, I don't put too much stock in that because – you almost always hear that after a workout. It's almost like asking somebody about their official visit to Arkansas or Tennessee or wherever.
The recruiting reporters, they got a job to do. So, like, whatever. Everybody's trying to get the paycheck. But I just don't even read those stories. So-and-so went to a visit this weekend, went on a visit this weekend. Here's what he thought about it. Like, I can already tell you what he thought about it. He thought it was great. I have never heard a player say, visit sucked. I hated it. I know that happens sometimes. They never say it. They always say the right. same thing. Really got along with the coaching staff. It was great to be there. Great weekend. Every single recruiting story, same thing. So these workout stories are often the same. So-and-so blew somebody away. So-and-so really shot it well. So I won't put much stock into that. I'll put stock into what we actually know, is that they flew across the country from San Francisco to Atlanta to see Denny Avdia, and he is a consensus top five pick. Like right now, most people believe the top five picks in whatever order are going to be LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, Obi Toppin, and Denny Avdia. And what's wild about this draft is I know not anybody would put them in any order, but I personally think you could pretty much put them in any order and not be ridiculous. And so Avdia could go as low as five, as high as one, but certainly is a real possibility at number two for Golden State. So there's your NBA draft headline of the day. The Warriors flew to Atlanta to work out Denny Avdia this morning.
Story number three.
After we got off the air last night, good news for John Calipari's Kentucky basketball program. Olivier Saar, transfer from Wake Forest, and Jacob Toppin, Obi Toppin's younger brother who played at Rhode Island last season, have both been cleared to play at Kentucky immediately. And so, listen, Toppin, you know, played 18 minutes a game, 19 minutes a game for Rhode Island, averaged like less than 5 points. So like, I'm not going to make a big deal out of that. Like, he might be somebody who helps them someday, but you got all these five-star freshmen on the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.